Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, says the Lord. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus used the simplest words to express his desire that he wanted to share our life with us through his life. He consecrated bread and wine into his body and blood so that we can consume him physically, and his body and blood become part of us. That's what St. Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in us." It's an amazing creation. God with us in a tangible way. Whatever we do, he is in us. When we suffer, he suffered with us. When we are joyful, he is joyful with us. He's one with us. Although we don't realize all the time, but he is. His love is everlasting. We have to just believe love of God is immense. It's unconditional. He is always the first one to love us. And we have to learn from him to love unconditionally, to be always the first one to love. And this is the life of Jesus, and this should be our life. Mm-hmm.